The following podcast is a production of Institutional Real Estate Incorporated. Before beginning our program, we would like to invite you to sign up for a free trial subscription to one of our publications at irei.com. Whether you are interested in real estate, infrastructure, or real assets in general, IREI has a publication to suit your needs. Select Publications on the main menu to choose a publication. Interested in more than one? Sign up for them all.
This is Mike Consul. On the phone with me is Richard Fleming, editor of Institutional Real Estate Europe. Welcome to Report from Europe. We're going to move to the northern latitudes, to the Nordic region of the world. Richard wrote one of the feature stories in the March 2017 edition about the real estate situation and the safe havens people are finding in the Nordic countries. Richard, good morning from stateside, and good evening in England.
Yes, good evening, Mike, and good morning to everyone else.
Let's start with the title. You have a kind of a hammer headline on here, which I believe is pronounced hygge. And what exactly is hygge?
It's a Danish word, apparently. It's pronounced hygge. Very many different ways possibly of pronouncing it if you're not Danish. But essentially, it alludes to a sense of well-being, a cozy feeling, a feeling of comfort, friendly conviviality, somewhere you'd like to be with a group of people. And I thought it related well to real estate in the Nordics.
One of the things you do in the article, you talk about kind of do a little bit of segregation between Scandinavia and Nordic references. What's the difference between Scandinavia and the Nordic countries?
They must have had this for centuries because Scandinavia is a known term and the Nordic countries has become a known term, but there are differences between the two. Scandinavia essentially is Denmark, Sweden, Norway and Iceland out there in the Atlantic. And the Nordic countries is those four countries plus Finland, which has very little culturally in common with the other four countries.
In the kicker on the article says the Nordic countries are the safest of real estate safe havens. Go from there as a jumping off point. What is happening in the Nordic countries right now that are making them so compelling for real estate investors?
I think it's more what is not happening. To make it a safe haven, generally. The Nordic countries have been renowned for decades now for being a stable economic and political area. They have governments that last, that are in cohesion with their peoples, and they have long been regarded as a nice place to be. That's in contrast, surely, to Europe generally, where we have the United Kingdom about to embark on the Brexit negotiations. We have elections this year in the Netherlands, France and Germany, all of which could result in a surprising outcome. And Europe is no longer seen as such a safe place to be.
And this has resulted in some pretty robust real estate activity. Talk about some of the numbers that it posted during 2016.
It turns out that 2016 was a record year for the Nordic region. It was not a record year for Europe. Europe generally was 21% down on the record year of 2015. But the Nordics powered ahead. Volume was up 8% compared to 2015, and it varied between the four countries. Generally, the largest market in the Nordics is Sweden, both in terms of the property market and in terms of population. But what you have to always remember is the Nordic is not a big place. 25 million people is the population, 10 million to Sweden, 5 million to the other three countries.
And the increase in volume, according to your article, was a 42% rise over 2015, really pretty substantial. And you mentioned that Sweden led the way there. And overall, what percentage of the European or Eurozone, actually only one of the countries is part of the Eurozone, it's Finland, is that correct, Richard?
Yes, Finland is the only country in the region which is in the Eurozone. Norway is not even in the EU. So it's an interesting area in those respects.
And so what percentage, the Nordic countries accounted for what percentage of real estate activity in Scandinavia and Europe?
According to one of the commentators for the article, the Nordics accounts for 20% of overall European volume, which is quite substantial when you consider that France, Germany, and the United Kingdom account for about 75% of the market. That's not leaving a lot of room for other people.
So places like Europe and the United States attract a lot of offshore money. Is that also the case in the Nordic region?
A lot of the offshore money that has been attracted to Europe in the past couple of years has come from Asia, China in particular. That money has not yet found its way to the Nordics, partly a matter of scale, partly a matter of the lack of the kind of trophy assets that large investors like the Chinese insurance companies and other kinds of investors like to acquire.
What property type was especially attractive to investors this past year?
If you look at the property activity, the largest grouping last year was in the residential area. But in terms of overseas investors, they've been mainly attracted to the normal commercial sectors like retail and like office.
But residential was the most active, is my understanding. Is that right?
That's right. If you consider that the universe is composed both of domestic investors and of overseas investors, that explains why residential is the largest and most active sector.
So let's talk about supply and pricing. Europe, prices in the gateway markets of Europe have gotten very, very high, ditto for the United States. People are looking to place money, need a couple of things. One is some supply that's available. Secondly, they need a price that they think they can actually make a, has some upward mobility. What is the situation with regard to Norway? My understanding is that there is more supply there, or at least some affordable supply. So let's talk in terms of availability and the cost of the real estate that is available.
Well, both supply and price are issues. Supply is doubtlessly impacted. There is not much available to buy. And prices are high. It's a weird conundrum because you can only buy if someone wants to sell. And what is happening in the Nordics is that with the market is roughly 80% domestic, 20% overseas. It differs between country. But generally, domestic investors are now looking to diversify overseas. So they're needing to sell, and they're finding willing buyers from overseas buyers.
One of the other dynamics at play, according to your article, is urbanization. Like the rest of the world, the Nordic countries are urbanizing population. Not necessarily growing, you were saying before we came on air, but that it's reconfiguring itself, that people are moving into the cities. I guess it's jobs and lifestyle. Talk a little bit about that, and that's actually creating new real estate opportunities in the cities, is my understanding.
That's right. I mean, you have to remember the Nordics are actually not that big from a population point of view. So you have the four capital cities of Oslo, Copenhagen, Helsinki, and Stockholm, and they are the cities that have attracted most of the population growth. That population growth owes both to urbanization within the country, so people moving from the land or from smaller cities into the capital city, and also as a result of immigration. The Nordic countries have long had a reputation as being generous receivers of economic migrants and refugees, and that has continued even in this past couple of years with the situation that we've seen, the migration across from Syria and from Turkey, also from Northern Africa. So there is a large movement of that kind of migration into the capital cities. Two countries, Denmark and Sweden, have started to take fright a bit at the higher numbers of migrants arriving and had introduced controls of various sorts. Those numbers might fall back a bit, but there'll still be urbanization.
So a great 2016, but what is the forecast for 2017? Is the Nordic region going to perform well again this year?
If the press releases I've received over the last couple of weeks alone are anything to go by, then the Nordics will have another record year. It could be overhang, of course, from end 2016, but there's still a large number of deals happening, mainly in office and retail. The Nordics are undoubtedly a safe place to be for investors looking to park capital.